UHF Hub connected to VHF Hub. Remote already in this mode.
VHF, UHF. Keep it up, Sylvia.
WUO.
This is KEHWUO from Mackinac.
Hey, WCV, any WCV, this is KEYG.
YNU, this is NAWCV. Well, you're home free. Got through another weekend, headed north and en route to one day a week there. How are we doing today?
Doing all right. Heading north. It was a good day. It was probably one of the best work days I've had in a while. It wasn't too bad. How was your day?
Well, at least today concluded our on a good note there for your work the 4 days. I guess it's better to end it on a high note than a low note. I'm glad. We're doing good here today. We saw church online, saw a couple three services, but other than that, not a whole lot going on. Just kind of laying low today. I kind of missed from last Sunday being up in Reed City Church, but now we're doing okay pretty much at this point.
Good stuff. You guys had a good day. I heard it was nice and warm outside.
Yeah, you know, I haven't even been outside today, to be honest. But it is a little bit warmer in the house. The air conditioner hasn't been on, but I'm sure it'll when it kicks down at 7 o'clock. So I'm sure it'll come on. It's definitely feeling a little bit more warmer, a little bit more stuffy in here. I hear we're supposed to warm up even a little bit more toward the mid-80s, the middle of the week.
Yeah, that's what I hear. So I guess we'll see how that goes, but that's okay. I don't mind a little bit of heat wave.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, like we said, you know, a couple times here in the last few days, you know, the daylight isn't as long, so it doesn't, it doesn't warm up, that heating doesn't remain. The daylight is shorter, and so it really makes it cool off at night pretty decent there. We're supposed to get down in the, upper 50s tonight. We can handle that kind of thing. This being in the 70s at night is kind of rough, but it can't beat this.
No, not at all. It's pretty nice. Good weather pattern here going on. It's enjoying before the snow flies.
That's for certain. Boy, that's coming, and I've heard it's supposed to cool down here toward the end of September, early October. So, yeah, definitely enjoy it while it lasts, and everybody's getting into the pumpkin spice and all those things. So, I get to enjoy it at that time, I guess.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't know, I'm kind of looking forward to fall, looking forward to the pumpkins and the, you know, apple picking and stuff like that, in time, not to rush it, I want to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's it, you know, it's hard to believe that, you know, summer's almost over and, I think at the end of the week or early next week, you know, we begin fall. So, yeah, enjoy every moment we can of it, I guess, because the winds are going to blow and that cooler weather is going to come, and it'll be nice. But you know, when you like the warmer weather, you take advantage, I guess, of the opportunity, I suppose. NAWCB.
See, why need? Yeah, for sure. You know, I wore a jacket this morning. It's a little chilly, you know. And then, you know, with dispatch being cold, I wore a jacket in there. Walked down, and I'm like, oh, nope, don't need this.
Yeah, that's the hard thing about, you know, this time of the year, you know, the early spring, because, you know, you just, you know, you got to take a jacket along, or it's hard to know, you know, to wear long sleeves, short sleeves, you know, dress warm, dress, you know, for cool, for, you know, being hot, to dress a little bit cooler. I know it was, you know, going up north, I felt that way, too. It's like, when are we, you know, putting it back there, you know, when a you know, you're packing for a weekend, and you don't want to take everything, so. But it's one of those things, I guess, this time of the year.
Yeah, for sure, so. That's right. I do still, you know. So. Yeah, good stuff. I was happy today went well. Like I said, today is my normal partner is out, it took a PTO day, and so I worked with Felicia, and she's like, you know what, I'll do ALS today, and I'm like, you know what, I'll let you do 9-1, and I'll sit back up there, and boy, that was a good idea.
Ah, okay, yeah. So it sounds like your partner took the turn there to take some time today or this weekend. Well, I'm glad, you know, glad that things went well working with Felicia today. I know she's on the other side there with her shift. So I'm glad. And at least she, you know, volunteered to work the ALS side. I don't know what, you know, you've done this weekend, but sounds like you've done quite a bit of it. So. Good to get a break, be able to sit back up.
Yeah, I've done 911 the whole week except for yesterday and today, so it was nice to have a break. Gonna just sit back up and not have to worry about anything.
Yeah, that makes a difference, you know, to be able to kind of rotate positions, and you know, it helps out. It gives you some, you know, flexibility. You kind of kick back a little bit. I know in the, you know, the days I worked at Dearborn, they assigned you to your place, and so you normally work like a, you know, a 5 to a 7 day period of time. And some weeks, you know, you'd work radio all week, or you'd do phones all week, and it's like, man, it just, you get to the end of the week, the end of your shift, you know, your time off, it's like, man, I'm ready to run. There's been no flexibility. I've done radio all week, and I'm tired of getting hammered, you know, so I can definitely get you in that way.
Okay, anyway, you. Yeah, it's been busy. It's been really busy this week, and so just to have today and yesterday to kind of sit back, it was kind of nice.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it was so busy. We didn't hear, we haven't heard Sterling very much either. Like I say, you know, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, especially the Thursday, Friday, and it seemed like Station 2 was just constantly running, and just it seemed like more than just Squad 2 and Engine 2. It seemed like police were going with them and other emergency units there, and so it's been a little bit more tranquil today. Yeah, it's, I don't know, it was a warm day, and I kind of figured it would be busy, but wasn't horrible, so I'll take it. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I agree with you there. You know, I've been meaning to ask you there, you know, you talked about the heat and the, you know, the cooler weather coming. Did you ever get that computer board in your furnace? Were you able to get that fixed?
Not yet. That is the next project to be done. We're just trying to dig out of a hole at the moment, but as soon as that's done, then we'll be all right. We'll be good. We'll get that fixed, and already have somebody that's willing to do it for free, so.
Okay. That probably answers the other question as well on your time. I was kind of wondering about that, and it's like, boy, especially with some of these chillier nights that we've had recently, it's like, man, I'm hoping they were able to, you know, you guys were able to get that fixed, you know, make sure especially your furnace, you're ready to go for winter. So I hope things fall into place there, and you're able to get that done.
Yeah, we should be able to. So I'm not too worried about it. It'll work out, like I said, but there's some major things, just having somebody do it, because it's usually not the part that's the expense, it's usually the labor, and basically that's covered, and so, you know, like I said, once we get that part, we'll get that in, and hopefully that'll fix the issue.
NAWCB, yeah, you know, it always does. It always seems to be the labor with these jobs. You know, it's not, you know, the parts are always inexpensive. It's, you know, come out, you know, just coming in the door and, you know, they're working for, X amount for an hour. And it seems like it just kind of adds up. And, boy, it gets frustrating, you know. And so if you're able to do it yourself, and in this case, you've got somebody that's, you know, willing to help you out, I'm glad for you in that way.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, it'll work out in time. You know, once you get that part in hand, it should fix the issue. We got the new thermostat in place, and we should be good for winter. We got the two fireplaces as well, so that helps out as well. In time, you know, I guess just gotta roll with the punches, I guess.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Yeah, we've already had the furnace running this year. It's like, it just was chilly in the house there, especially those days it got down into the 40s where, you know, we're running 66 in the house, it's chilly. It's like, no, we're not doing this. And, at least it works. I'm glad about that. You know, at least had those little fireplaces there, those heaters there, they work too. And that, like I say, it kind of takes the chill out of the air. So that's a big help. So, well, I'm glad too. It's warmed up. At least it's comfortable during the day, and for you guys, at least at night, you know, to be able to sleep.
Yeah, for sure. So, called in. I'm home. So I'm going to head in here and start the day off, relax, and enjoy the weather. It's good chatting, and appreciate you coming north today, and hopefully you guys have a good day, and we'll get to talk here soon.
Yes, indeed. I agree with you there. Start your time off there. Even if it's an evening and a day, you'll definitely take it. But, good talking with you, and thanks for the ride along. And we'll definitely let you head on in and enjoy the time with your family, your time off, dinner, relaxing, enjoying the sunset there, enjoying the evening, and all those good things. But, maybe you can sleep in tomorrow, too. But tell everyone hello, and 73's and 88's to you and the family, and talk again down the page. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Guys, enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73's and 88's to Mom. K-8-Y-N-U, Claire.
K-E-8-W-U-O.